This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You've said about Jeb Bush, Governor John Kasich, that they are sore losers. They would say in good conscience that they don't feel they can support Donald Trump because of the controversial things he said, because they don't believe he has the judgment, the temperament to be president. Aren't they allowed to be good Republicans not support him?
Let me draw a distinction. Jeb Bush, who was a great reform governor of Florida and is a terrific person, raised more money than anybody else, ran a very traditional race, and lost. Now, the Republican Party has been so good to the Bush family, going all the way back to the 70s, that there ought to be some sense of helping the team, because it's the team. It's the team that made them president. It's the team that made him governor. Kasich has a whole different problem. This is Cleveland. This is his home state. There are thousands of people coming to visit. The least he could have done is shown up the first night, never mentioned Donald Trump, and said, "I just want to, on behalf of the people of Ohio, welcome you. I hope you have a wonderful convention," and walked off. That's all he had to do.
So you think they're being sore losers?
I think they're being silly.
Last night.
Yeah, I mean, what Newt is saying here is so right on. And I just think that, you know, in what Laura Ingraham was telling him last night, you know, in her speech, I thought she did a great job, by the way. You know, congratulations to Laura in calling out the media and calling out, you know, these boys with their wounded egos and that sort of thing that cannot set that aside, you know, for the greater good and the party. I mean, it's like, you know, like we said early on, you know, a couple of months back, Scott, is that, hey, you're either for, you know, for the Republican Party, and if you're not, then you're for Hillary. I don't understand whether it's the Bush family, Mitt Romney, and that instead of rallying around. I understand that, you know, Donald Trump can stretch their sensibilities, but the fact of the matter is, that this guy garnered the most votes, more votes than any of them, and this says something about where this country is moving to. Now, you can have hurt feelings about it and have your own opinion, but the people have spoken, and last time I checked, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. And we the people are tired of not being heard, being invalidated, and you know, kept out of the calculus of what's important for this country. We've had 8 bad years, and I don't know how to dress this up. You know, they talk about, you know, putting a silk purse, making a silk purse out of a sow's ear here, and I think that's what this administration and this government for the last, you know, 15 years or so has tried to convince us. It's just not working. And, you know, unfortunately, the way our bureaucracy works is when you elect somebody, you know, it's hard to get them out of there for, you know, for incompetence. We got to ride this out. And I know many of us are just, you know, we're looking at the deadline, which is expiring come January the 20th. And it just can't happen fast enough. We need to get this country back on track. And clearly, this administration with its current policies are not working. And I don't care what the pundits and what the, you know, these propagandists are saying, Scott.
It's even harder to get them out now because of how slanted the media outlets are. You have a bunch of media outlets, so they can keep their credentials, spinning it in a way that doesn't tell you how bad it really is. They're not calling people out because they're afraid that they won't be allowed to come to the party.
Well, Laura was right. They need to do their job. They have disturbed us. And, you know, we've had this conversation before with other experts in the media. This is why the mainstream media continues to lose connectivity and lose audience and circulation, because the people have said, look, you're not reporting the news. You are, you know, being a pundit. I mean, we got talk radio. There's other outlets in which we can get that information. We don't need that from our news, our mainstream news publications. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's Bill Martinez. We're live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to be in the running for that DVD Blu-ray of Miracles from Heaven that we're giving away, by all means, we got plenty. All you got to do is send me an email, say, Martinez, get me in the running. I want to be in the hopper. And we pull your name out, DVD, Blu-ray disc going your way. Make sure you include your address. Send it to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Okay, on parade, you might say, during this convention has been a clear anti-Hillary sentiment. And I would say that's probably putting it nicely. We have movies that are coming out, Hillary's America, Dinesh D'Souza, which Steve Evans didn't get a chance to talk about. This is going to rock a lot of people's world. Of course, I said that about Benghazi, the movie as well. But, you know, all these things are just adding up. And there's, another movie that's quite indicting from Peter Schweizer. And we're going to be talking to one of the stars from that movie next week, Carol Swain. So we're looking forward to that. But a lot of stuff on the marketplace, really focused on Hillary Clinton. And again, echoing the charge at the convention last night is that, you know, the media needs to do its job in taking on these issues. Now, we understand there's a new book that Hillary Clinton doesn't want you to read. And Kenneth Timmerman is with us. Ken Timmerman is the author of Deception, the making of the YouTube video Hillary and Obama blamed for Benghazi. Ken Timmerman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks for having me on. I'm great.
Hey, great to have you here. Tell us about, this book, this movie that, boy, Hillary and company are cringing over.
Well, it actually soon may be a movie. I've been working on the film script recently. Look, this is about a deception. This is about an effort by Hillary Clinton, a very conscious effort by Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. to keep the American people from looking at what was actually happening in Benghazi and to get them to focus on this YouTube video that they blamed for Benghazi, Innocence of Muslims, the one that supposedly painted the Prophet of Islam in a derogatory light.
And probably one of the worst videos you'd ever seen in your life. I mean, I think my kids have produced better videos than this thing. I mean, it was such a joke.
It was a joke, and nobody had watched it, and that's one of the key things that I reveal in the book. At the time of the attacks, at the time that Hillary Clinton was actually blaming it for the attacks, nobody had seen the movie. The first U.S. press accounts that mentioned it pointed to a YouTube channel that had 405 views. That is not something that starts a riot, I can tell you.
That's not even clear. That's not even close to boffo, as they would say in the business. It was an absolute joke. And the other thing, too, Ken, that people forget is that our government, they took $70,000 of the people's money and did kind of a campaign of forgiveness and buying time there in the Middle East, apologizing for this video. Remember that?
Well, yes, and that's a part of my book as well. I wanted to show people how the video went viral, and what you learn as you trace this back. And we had to go back into the deep internet. I had help from some lawyers and some specialists who look at this kind of thing technically. You know, you find out that the only way this video went viral was with a direct assist from the U.S. government. In other words, the deception was so deep, it was a conscious thing that they did, that they pushed the video, they pumped the video, they got everybody to focus on the video. It's like an old magic trick. Watch my right hand, and what I'm doing over here. Please don't look at my left, where I'm shipping guns to terrorists in Benghazi.
Well, Ken, I want to warn the audience here, because lest they think that we're putting tinfoil hats on, because anytime you come up with evidence that says, hey, look, if the government had their tentacles in this situation and they helped create this environment, it's like all of a sudden the conspiracy flags go up and, you know, let's invalidate the messenger here. But, you know, what you're revealing is, it's not that far out. It coalesces with, everything else that, this administration, did to manipulate this whole scenario, including Susan Rice, who, in my opinion, I think Susan Rice is a very smart woman, but she's totally invalidated in my ears and eyes. I don't want to hear from her anymore. I mean, she's lost all credibility as far as I'm concerned.
Well, she was the patsy that they sent out on the Sunday talk shows. But look, Bill, here's the thing. These are facts, okay? We know that on the night of the attacks, all right, Hillary Clinton put out a statement at 10 o'clock at night blaming the attacks on inflammatory material on the video. She knew at that point it was not true. 1 hour later, we now have the email that she sent her own daughter. And in that email to her daughter, Chelsea, she said, well, Al-Qaeda, an Al-Qaeda-like group, just attacked our facility in Benghazi, killed two of our people. Later that night, she spoke, and we have the documents now that have been finally released by the State Department to the Benghazi Committee. She spoke to the president of Libya and said, we understand that an Al-Qaeda-like group was behind this attack. The next day, she spoke to the prime minister of Egypt and said, we know for a fact the video had nothing to do with the attacks. That's what she's saying in private. That's what she's saying to her own family. And yet in public, she continued to blame the video, and she continues to do it right up until today when she was testifying to the Benghazi committee, 11 hours of testimony in October of last year. She still has said that the video probably had something to do with the motivation of the attackers. A complete fantasy, a complete deception on the part of Hillary Clinton.
And the typical political scenario in covering is once they've talked about it, it's old news. We've already talked about it. We don't want to go there anymore. But the problem that remains, Ken, and we know this within human nature, this is the problem with people that lie. When a lie is out there, it just bugs you. It's like a virus in a software system on your computer. Every time it hits that spot, it just sends the hard drive into la-la land. It gets crazy. It's just shot. And this is what's happening with the minds of Americans who are still connected to the truth, is they know that this is, that they're treating us like we're a bunch of mushrooms being kept in the dark and being fed fertilizer. It just doesn't pass. And that's why this thing will not go away, for the same reason that here we are how many years after the assassination of JFK. It's just, why won't it go away? Because we don't know the truth yet. It's not settled. Go ahead.
One of the things I reveal in the book is an email from Sid Blumenthal, former White House official in the Clinton administration. He was their spinmeister. He's the guy who invented the vast right-wing conspiracy back in the 1990s. Well, it turns out that Sid Blumenthal was pushing on Hillary Clinton the blame it on the YouTube video narrative, and he was doing it right in the beginning. They have this guy who is a professional of spin, basically laying out the entire media strategy of this deception that they perpetuated on the American people.
Exactly. And, of course, Blumenthal was persona non grata in the Obama administration. President Obama didn't want anything to do with Sid Blumenthal. But, Hillary, once again, she's beyond that, accountability, I guess, even from the president.
Well, that's right. And then I also track how left-wing journalists in the United States were perpetuating this lie that the film had been made by an Israeli Jew with 100 Jewish donors. Absolutely untrue and unprecedented. The Associated Press had to put out a full-throated retraction of this. They don't do that very often. They'll just they'll correct a line or something like that. They put out a full-throated, a full-page retraction of that false information that they were
putting out. Ken, hold it right there because we got to go to break. Ken Timmerman, author of The Deception, Making of the YouTube Video Hillary and Obama Blamed for Benghazi. More from Ken Timmerman after the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new survey found that more than three-quarters of parents consider their child's education an important part of the search for a new home. Of those, more than half will buy a home in a specific neighborhood to get their child into a better school. The inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report also found that the quality and reputation of a school are crucial when purchasing a new home. Kathy Cummings, Senior Vice President, Home Ownership Solutions and Education Executive, Bank of America.
With back-to-school season quickly approaching, we're seeing families take advantage of this break to move into new school districts for a better educational experience. It's important for potential buyers to sit down with a mortgage loan officer and look at their financial picture as a whole in order to make the best purchase decisions for their families. There are numerous financing and planning options available to make the transition as smooth as possible for today's home buyers.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
We reach out our arms with understanding and compassion to those who have lost loved ones. because of police shootings. Some justified, some unjustified. Those that are unjustified must be punished. Those that are justified, we must apologize to. It's time to make America safe again. It's time to make America one again. One America!
California to the New York Island.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
Again, we're reminded it's up to us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we're reaping what we've sown. We got the government we deserve. And very powerful stuff from the RNC out of Cleveland with Rudy Giuliani. Ken Timmerman continues with us, author of Deception, the making of the YouTube video, Hillary and Obama blamed for Benghazi. Ken, I can't help but think about, you know, about your book, you know, that this was probably, you know, one of those concepts that just kept gnawing at you and kept you up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, you know, this is something that needs to be told here, right?
Well, that's right. And that's what got me to do this research. I had looked into Benghazi before. I did an earlier book about the attacks, about the security situation, about the presence of the Iranian Revolutionary Guards on the ground in Benghazi. But there was that leftover story of the YouTube video. And I say, you know, it was gnawing at me. I said, you know, did the government make this movie? I had a lot of questions I wanted to answer. So I spent about a year, well over a year, with the filmmaker, Nakula. He's a Coptic Christian from Egypt, and Cindy Garcia, one of the actresses, to try to get at the truth. And, you know, one of the things that really stood out at me, Bill, was the role of Google. Here's this gigantic corporation. They control YouTube. They take down YouTube videos every single day, right?
Exactly.
They take them down for copyright violations because it's hate speech. They just ban, you know, Twitter does the same thing. They ban people because they don't like conservatives. You know, they have no hesitation to take stuff down. So Cindy Garcia, the actress, she wakes up the day after the Benghazi attacks. Her face is all over television, and she is blamed by her government, by the Secretary of State, by the president, for the deaths of four Americans. And she just completely freaks out. She says, my God, that's not me. You know, that's not what I did. I didn't have anything to do with this movie. She didn't recognize it. She was tricked by the filmmaker. So I tell her story in this book, and I tell the story of the filmmaker as well. Cindy, you know, spent 3 years trying to get her life back. She lost everything. She was the pastor of a church. She had a soup kitchen. She had to move her house. She lost her job. And again, she got these death threats constantly from Muslim men who would call her up in the middle of the night, who would send her, you know, absolutely horrible messages on Facebook. I won't repeat on radio. And so she sued Google. She said to Google, won't you please take down the video? It's hate speech. It's awful. You know, I didn't have anything to do with it. And now I'm being threatened. My life is being threatened as a result. And instead of doing the right thing or the simple thing and just taking it down, Google fought her for 2.5 years in court.
Oh, my God. Wow, Ken. Wow.
Probably spent several million dollars of their shareholder money in legal fees to fight her. Lost once in an appeals court hearing where the judge basically said to them, you know, why don't you just do the right thing, the moral thing, and take it down? And Google said, oh, well, judge, you're just assuming it's the right thing to do. Oh, and then here's the kicker, Bill. We learn that Hillary Clinton her office was in contact with Google's head office, with Eric Schmidt's people, encouraged them to keep the movie online. They needed the movie online because they needed the deception. They wanted
exactly.
to focus on the YouTube video and not on the gun running in Benghazi.
Exactly. Well, and the whole gun running issue, that is something that's been underplayed. It was almost like below the fold, as they say. A couple of years later, they admitted to some, some gun running, because when this thing first broke out, what seemed to make sense is that I go, this smacked of Fast and Furious, Mexico style.
Right. But Fast and Furious with the shoulder-fired air defense missiles.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Sam 14s and Sam 21s. I mean, it was highly deadly. I tracked that in my earlier book on Benghazi, and there's something like 2,500 of them probably went into the hands of jihadis. Mm-hmm. And one of our favorite, and I say our, I mean the U.S. government favorite jihadi leaders, he was responsible for the shipment of probably 800 of them down through Niger, where they were retrofitted with CIA batteries and grip stocks from Egypt. This was at the time when the Muslim Brotherhood was in control of Egypt, right? When Morsi was in control.
Exactly.
Absolutely incredible. You know, this ant line of missiles going out to Al-Qaeda throughout the Middle East. Even the Israelis had problems with it. They had to shut down the airport in Eilat because the jihadis were in the Sinai threatening their planes.
Ken, if we ever got to the truth, I mean, Benghazi is just the tip of the eye. I mean, this is one little minor part compared to all the other, armament shipments, the policies, the backroom deals that were made, throughout the Middle East. I mean, I think America's head would be spinning.
They really would. This election is really the election between the Washington elites, the insider, Hillary Clinton, who thinks that the law is, there's one law for her and another law for the rest of us poor schmucks.
Yes.
And the ultimate outsider, who's Donald Trump. And I've been to Trump rallies and I've seen Democrats, independents, as well as Republicans there. People are fed up. They're really fed up with being lied to. That's
exactly
what this is all about. This is not Republican versus Democrat. This is insider versus outsider.
Well, it's an opportunity, I believe, Ken. I think it's this serious that it's an opportunity for we the people to reclaim our country back. And if we do that, it's outside of the traditional Republican Democratic profile. It's just people that see, look at this is about liberty. It's about our freedoms. It's about the truth. And, and I think that you're going to have people, you already have, that are willing to fall on their sword, for that objective. Getting back to the actress, what was her actual involvement with that video? Help us remember that, if you would.
Well, she had a small part in it, and she played the mother of the 7-year-old bride-to-be of the Prophet Muhammad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
Except, of course, when she did it on screen, she wasn't called Aisha. She was called Hillary, right? The girl's name was Hillary. And so she throws herself in this role, and she's, oh, my God, how can you possibly do this? An old man, a 50-year-old man, she's an old man, marrying a 7-year-old girl. He said, you are... George is a child molester. Well, that got turned into your Muhammad is a child molester when it was dubbed. And so she got caught saying those words, and that was how she was called the bigot, the anti-Islamic racist, etc.
Exactly. Well, Ken, we're down to the last 20 seconds. Remind people where they can go for more information and be in connection with you.
Just go to Amazon, look for Deception, the book, or go to my website, kentimmerman.com, TimmerMan.com.
New York Times bestselling author Ken Timmerman on Bill Martinez Live. Ken, thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 29 minutes right now after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like OneTouch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. so managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This is Bill Martinez Live, coming to you from the West Coast these days as we're easing our way to Hawaii to be there for the delivery of our ninth grandson, my daughter's first child. We're really excited about that. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date, let you know what's going on. I appreciate your emails asking about her. She's doing great. Baby's doing great. And, we're just waiting for the day. And I just can't wait to hold that little guy. Just really excited about that. Hey, Patrick Wood, by the way, is with us. He's an author, a lecturer, who studied elite globalization policies since the late 1970s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Of course, he's the author of the book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. And that Trojan horse continues to move forward, doesn't it, Patrick?
Yes, it does, Bill, with alarming speed. It's still largely unrecognized in the world, especially amongst the political universe in our country, as well as economists. It's just kind of rocking along, and nobody's paying much attention to it. I am, as you know.
Yes, thank God.
Somebody has to do it, right?
Right. Well, and thank God you're doing that because, these things, especially coming out of the UN, we talk about the 2030 agenda and, it's almost in a sense, you question, you go, well, what are we doing? Are we resetting and offering up a fresh start towards global sustainability? And when people hear global sustainability, it sounds like a rather big word, but, and it is, but the concept is very profound, isn't it?
Well, it is. Sustainable development is an economic system. it's different than capitalism and free enterprise because it's a resource-based economic system. And the United Nations very clearly defines it this way in their own literature, but you have to dig a little bit to see it. What they put on the PR spin is that, you know, sustainability is just good for the planet.
Yes.
It's just good for everybody. So when they talk about the 2030 agenda, they're talking about eliminating poverty, hunger. They're talking about having education for all, you know, lifelong experiences, they say, in education. And they're talking about basically a utopia, but they don't really describe in the, well, they do in the fine print, actually. Their real goal is to take over when I say take over, I mean really take over 100% the means of production and the means of consumption, both sides of the equation.
Well, Patrick, you know, all that sounds, you know, fine and well, but last time I checked, there are, you know, conclaves, there's countries, there are regions. There is no way, you know, the UN is going to step in. And these are the people that need, you know, the solution more than anybody else. So here we are back again, the UN social engineering something that who's going to carry the day and pay for most of it?
Well, social engineering is indeed the right term to use here. This is massively engineering all of society around the world. And for people who think that the UN is just insignificant, you have to appreciate the fact that they were able to get 192 nations together last fall and sign and develop and sign this 2030 agenda that completely puts their program on steroids for the next 15 years. When you know, 192 nations, now we have a hard time just getting, you know, 600 legislators together.
Exactly.
To do anything for America. And these people are out there just ripping and snorting through the world as if, you know, they just had complete free reign.
Yeah, but what did they tell these people in these two countries to get 190 of them, you know, to agree on something? You know, immediately the warning flags go up for me to say, okay, how did they propagandize? How did they present this plan that seems so exciting and hopeful, but yet, you know, underneath it is you know, we've got you know, danger with this whole agenda.
Well, that's my opinion, and I see it's your opinion as well.
Yes.
There is danger in this plan, but what, you know, what they are telling people are all of the good aspects of their utopia.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the 17 sustainable development goals that they actually put together with this 2030 agenda, they're all Pollyanna-ish type of goals that anybody would just cheer, like eliminating poverty and, you know, jobs for everyone and, you know, all these things that can make life wonderful. And this is what people are focusing on. They're not focusing on the stuff down deeper in it. But this, you know, this particular meeting last fall for that created the 2030 agenda, it did not replace anything that had gone before. Like Agenda 21 is still fully in force.
Mm-hmm.
But what they just decided to do was to renew the goals that they had set back in the year 2000. They automatically expired in 15 years. So they knew this was coming, but they wanted to take 15 years worth of experience, rethink it and say, how can we supercharge this now and get, you know, go even further, even faster? And that's where the 2030 agenda came up. And so they're talking about the, you know, the financial system now. They're talking about the, you know, all of the ecological systems of the world. And of course, they're still talking about global warming so that they can scare the pants off of everybody and drive them straight into sustainable development.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody is really telling them, you know, what we're going to do is turn the world upside down.
Exactly.
That's what they're doing. They're playing 52-card pickup. And it's no wonder that the global economy is in the, you know, just an upheaval right now. Because anywhere the sustainable development, which I believe is technocracy, meets capitalism, there's trouble. There's conflict. It's like matter and antimatter coming into contact with each other. They can't coexist.
Exactly. Well, this is a, you know, kind of a refit and a reengineering of socialism with just a different cloak. And on a United Nations level, that it all sounds, you know, fine and well at the top. But when you really start looking at the trajectory and the real calculus of where this is heading, I mean, you're talking a world of enslavement, people surrendering their freedom, surrendering, you know, their dreams to the alleged greater good of the United Nations and this global sustainability. I mean, it's like the 21st century new religion or something here, isn't it?
Just about like a new religion. Yes, it is. And original technocracy, which I believe is just warmed over for the sake of sustainable development, they said in 1938 that their object, their goal, their entire existence of technocracy was this, is that they call it the science of social engineering, the scientific operation of the entire social mechanism to produce and distribute goods and services to the entire population. That's what they said. That's exactly what they're doing today.
Well, you know, I can understand why, you know, forget about the rest of the world, but, you know, we look at America, we should know better. We should be smarter than this. And you've been warning us, Patrick, others have been warning us, you know, on this show and in other outlets. But really, it is so critical that we, the people, that America really gets their brain around this stuff. I mean, you know, I can understand why some people may want to mentally check out and go, well, this is too complex. Well, it's complex for a reason, because it's like that snake charmer. It, you know, we're being charmed to sleep here. And meanwhile, while we're sleeping, they're moving our basic, you know, principles and pillars of our lifestyle, of our government, our way of life. They're moving these all around to coincide, you know, with their ambition and their objective.
That's right. And we're gonna feel the pain of it. In fact, we're already feeling the pain, because this thinking has trickled down into every community in America.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go anywhere and not hear about sustainability today, not hear about, you know, climate change programs and this, that, and the other. It's everywhere, and they've done a very good job of propaganda.
Right.
But Americans have adopted this just like...
Exactly.
You know, like,
well, Patrick, we're out of time. Patrick Wood, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I do want to remind you, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It'll tell you how you can connect with us with any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have around this country, also around the world via shortwave as well. Coming at you Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, committed to bringing you the truth no matter where it leads us, bringing the experts who are knowledgeable. They're experts in their particular field, whether it has to do with, whether it has to do with technocracy, politics, science. I believe that it's important. It's absolutely vital if we're going to get this country back on track. First of all, we have the conversation, and we do it with a spirit of, trying to understand the other's position, that we do not invalidate people, for their point of view. They need to be engaged. And this is the big problem with the political process right now and why people are so frustrated that I'm hearing about in my travels throughout this country and even around the world, for that matter. You know, you look about what happened in Britain with Brexit. You know, this is what happened. The people got tired of not being heard. And so here it is. They do the vote and they say, we're out of the EU. We're going to control our own destiny. And I believe this is the same type of movement that's happening in this country and is being evidenced culturally and politically as well. Well, with us right now is David Hinckley. We hope to have his co-author with us as well. Now, give you a little background with David. He discovered baseball when he was 7 years old. It's about the time most of us, most of us young boys discover it. His team was the Brooklyn Dodgers. Mine happened to be the Los Angeles Dodgers there, David. And on October 8th of that year, he raced home from third grade to ask his mother what had happened. In the fifth game of the World Series, mother was not a sports fan particularly, and she looked up from her ironing to say she wasn't sure, but she thought one team didn't get any hits. So you can imagine the rest of the story. David Hinckley on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, David?
Pretty well, thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Hey, so your mom, Lee, looks up from the ironing board and says, well, because she doesn't understand, the details, not particularly interested in baseball. She goes, well, I don't think anybody got any hits.
the famous Don Larson perfect game. And
exactly.
Mom's take on it.
Well, that's, hey, and don't you love it? I mean, you just, but that's the, I guess that's the beauty of the entire, panoply of this sport is that, people that really, love this game like any one thing, we understand and appreciate the nuance. of it, and then others, it's just kind of like, oh, it's there. You know, I can, you know, maybe get excited and not be excited about it. But for guys like us, I mean, we get hooked, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you're right. You can go deeply into it as you want to. And there's just, it's rich. There's just so much there.
Well, speaking of which, your book, Off the Diamond, Antics of Yankee Legends, you know, what drew you and Robert Dominguez to this project?
That's a good question with Robert. Robert was the one who came up with the idea for it, and he's a major Yankees fan.
Uh-huh. So it's all his fault, and because he's not here, we can make up all kinds of stories about him, right?
Exactly. He takes the hit for everything. But I suspect that he probably thought of it as, first of all, just a bunch of good stories, because baseball is just full of good little stories, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But also I suspect he feels like, you know, since the Yankees have won everything forever, that having...
Seemingly.
these little bumps in the road somewhere just made the march to glory all that much sweeter.
Uh-huh.
For me, who has never liked the Yankees, it proves that it's not all a march to glory. So, we can't, well, I think, slightly different perspectives.
Well, along the way, you have humanity that gets in the way, you know?
Yeah.
Our own humanness and foibles and everything. Here you have these brilliant athletes that are stars that everybody looks at and looks up to, but then you have real life, and some of it is tragic.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And there's the real separation you have to make, and I think not only in sports, as you know, but between, you know, somebody whose every decision you perhaps don't admire, but who has a tremendous skill at something, whether it's a writer or a baseball player or a musician. You have to make a separation sometimes, I think.
Well, and I think that what works between you and Robert is, you know, just as you laid it out, I mean, you've got somebody who adores the pinstripes of the Yankees, everything that's Yankees, you just, you admire, you honor, and then you have you, offering some practical balance to be able to kind of, you know, put this in perspective, because not everybody, particularly here on the West Coast, Los Angeles Dodger land, where I happen to be right now, is particularly enamored by the New York Yankees, as we know.
I think that one of the appeals of the Yankees is, I think everyone who knows almost anything about baseball has an opinion on them. You'll like them or you don't like them. But as opposed to, you know, no offense to the Milwaukee Brewers or the Texas Rangers, but a lot of people would be pretty neutral on those teams. Mm-hmm. But the Yankees, I think you have some pretty strong opinions.
Well, there's a lot to be said about winning. And when you've had success, and then you get into some of the nuances, where there's been some plays and things that have come about you just sense the Yankees are going to pull it out. They're going to find some way to win, including, I think Reggie Jackson in the one playoff series where he kind of moved his hip into the ball, purposely being hit by it. And the people,
didn't you?
Yeah, I know. You know, because you have these little things here. You know that because I'm on the West Coast, maybe I'm channeling, you know, the pain of the Los Angeles Dodgers from that game.
Yeah, it was, at least on the West Coast, there's been a little balance, because the Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers, did beat the Yankees in 63 and 65 and 81, which was nice. But, yeah, the 77 and 78 series were a little on the a little painful to watch.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about some of these off-the-diamond antics of Yankee legends. What was your most favorite that you and David wrote about? I mean, you and Robert, I'm sorry. I am, you're David.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, there's some that are just sort of a little bit nasty, like Jack McDowell flipping the bird to Yankee fans because they booed him. But I think the more fun ones, I think, are like Babe Ruth, his famous legendary hot dog bellyache. Because Babe Ruth, he's the image of baseball. I think baseball, you think Babe Ruth, and what he did on the baseball field was just phenomenal. But off the field, he was, you know, a man of excess. I still love the story about, you know, the hot dog that kept him out of the big game.
Could you imagine? You got a franchise ball player, and a hot dog takes him out of a game. I mean, you know, what was that sent over by the visiting team? Said, "Hey, go send him a half dozen hot dogs. He's exactly ripe for the picking, right?"
Yeah, deliver these. He'll eat them.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Exactly.
The stories like that. There were this is the story of the famous Copa Brawl of 1957. 57, 55, 56. Anyway, the first time Billy Martin got fired from the Yankees. But
He holds the record, right, for being fired?
I think almost an unbreakable record. You read about it. I mean, it was a number of Yankee players were involved in a brawl at the Copacabana, which, you know, was obviously not good for the team's image or anything else, and Billy Martin eventually got traded because of it. But when you read about it, you realize that, you know, while the ball players were certainly not behaving well, they weren't the villains in this. There was some loudmouth drunk who was actually being pretty racist and obnoxious. And to an extent, the Yankees were defending something which was, you know, reasonable to the rest of us. So things like that. It's just an interesting story to read.
And, of course, you got great stories of, you know, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, you know, that great run for the title. You know, some great stories that came out of, that run, you know, with the Yankees.
Yes, sure. And you've got, the George Brett charging out of the dugout and the pine tar incident. That wasn't, obviously the Yankees weren't behind that, but the Yankees were involved in it. So that's kind of a nice story too. And the Reggie Barr fans throwing this not very good candy bar all over the field on giveaway day at Yankees.
Right. Well, and that's the deal too, because the other thing, you know, I think part of what adds to the whole majesty of the Yankees are the fans in New York. I mean, you know, they don't leave you wondering, do they?
No, they're a pretty fanatic lot, so to speak. I actually feel I'm a little concerned about fans in baseball, fans' ability to get to baseball games. Because getting to a baseball game now is so expensive that you can't do it the way you used to be able to. A night out for the family was, $50, including the hot dogs and parking.
Yeah,
now it's,
forget about that. Yeah, you're $400 or, you know, I mean, even at Yankee Stadium, I mean, you got those seats going for $2,500 a night.
Yeah.
It is sad because it has removed the connection of the game with the common man. You can watch it at home, but there's something special to be able, you know, as you say, David, to take the kids and have them enjoy a game. But that's, I was talking with somebody else, because I spend half the year in Florida, right down the road from the Port St. Lucie Mets. And going to a minor league game is like that old $20, $40, $50 experience, as opposed to, a major league game. You go and it's, it's a $300, $400 expenditure, you know.
It is, and I think you're hurting a generation of young fans. You're not raising a generation of young fans the way you did that, and the fact that World Series games start at midnight now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, David, for your book Off the Diamond, Annexed of Yankee Legends, I'm sure it's a fun book and it's a walk down memory lane for you. What do you want the readers to take away from your book, and where can they get their hands on it?
Amazon is probably the easiest way to get it. Riverdale Avenue Publishing, which is a small publisher, but Amazon, it's available, or you can Google it generally. I think what I'd like people to get from it is exactly what you just said. It's fun. You sit down. It's a whole bunch of short essays. There are only a few hundred words each on each of these incidents. And, you can pick it up anywhere. It's a coffee table book in that sense. You can just pick it up and open to any page.
Well, good fun. Well, David Hinckley, co-author with Robert Dominguez of the book Off the Diamond, Antics of Yankee Legends. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.